Hey, and welcome back to my podcast, all about desserts and baking. This episode is going to discuss a very well-known baker and his bakery. Once a person has gone through years of culinary school, taking hours in many different courses, and has graduated, what kind of job do they get? Many pastry chefs may start small, by working in an established business, like a bakery specializing in wedding cakes, or maybe one in a supermarket. Most, however, dream of one day owning a bakery to call their own, where the treats served are products of their own imaginations. One such baker is Steph Goldman, a baker whose business makes extremely artistic and exciting cakes. Many members of Steph's family had been very interested in the arts. In fact, before his mother's work was stained glass, printmaking, and ceramics, and his grandmother's work as a professional artist, working with, for example, watercolors, Steph's great-grandmother was a baker and cook. Steph himself was interested in cooking at the age of 4, and he started working in the food industry at 14. His artistic side really came out when he studied art at the Corcoran College of Art and Design. Then, while going to school at the University of Maryland, he worked for Chef Cindy Wolf. After graduation, Steph studied pastries at the Culinary Institute of America's location in Napa Valley, California. In 2000, after receiving his degree and working for several more chefs, Steph opened Charm City Cakes in Baltimore. He first worked out of his apartment and later moved to a much larger location, with a professional kitchen, where he continues to operate today. You may have seen Steph on the Food Network, on shows like The Best Thing I Ever Ate and Food Network Challenge. After making many appearances on these and other various shows, Steph Goldman and his eccentric bakery staff received their own show on Food Network entitled Ace of Cakes. The show has been running for a number of years and has been very successful. The show chronicles the bakery's operations and many large projects from the first step, baking the cakes, to the last steps, delivery, unveiling of the cake, and celebration. The staff's, including Duff's, laid-back and creative attitudes, as well as the good working atmosphere, are evident in almost every episode. The bakery is still in operation today, and there are many crazy cakes and offerings available. The cakes are often super detailed and very personalized. Some of the creative cakes include a giant iPhone, a cake for the last finale, numerous Star Wars characters, and a box of crayons. Some of the more interesting flavors they offer are peaches and cream, curry caramel, and peanut butter and jelly, along with so many others. Thank you to Charm City Cakes website and the CAA Speakers website for some of this information.